magnified our way. For He is worthy to be praised. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, let's magnify Yahweh, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify Yahweh, for He is worthy to be praised. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Yahweh, He liveth. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, let's magnify Yahweh, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify Yahweh. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Yahweh, He liveth, and blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Oh, praise Yahweh, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight, right here, around the radio network, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Also, simulcasting live tonight around the planet on worldwide internet. Glad to have you in here. Got a great message, part two, if you will, of the photon belt, or heading toward the light. The photon belt is nothing more than a band that surrounds the Pleiades and the central sun, and we are advancing toward it. And the process that we're now in is in a time, ladies and gentlemen, which is very exciting, and we know also that it is also challenging. We're going to challenge you tonight to join the efforts of going into a photon belt, the light, heading toward the light, and we ask you to join as light beings, if you are one. We're going to tell you how you can be a light being tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And a light being is someone that has the light. Now, the Bible says the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. The light children have been dumbed down. And we're going to prove it to you tonight in certain ways and how to address it and how to clean your life up to make you progress toward the light. Go toward the light. Don't back away from the light. The devil, he fears the light because his deeds are evil. Anyone who has evil deeds fears the light. Medical science, let's talk about them for a while. They have established that we have two strands of DNA. Now, if you've ever seen a medical emblem, a doctor's emblem, and the crooked serpent, which is the force that goes up the spine, and we have two strands of that in DNA. And what we are not told, or what a lot of people don't know, is that we have 10 strands of inactive DNA. Now, I want to back this up just a minute. We have two strands of DNA active, that's where we thinking. That's where we get our characteristics. That's where we get our intelligence and so on and so forth. And we have 10 strands of what we call junk DNA. Now, isn't it marvelous that we have the two tribes that would be the miscegenated tribe of Binyamin and the tribe of Yehuda, and then we have 10 northern tribes, the junk tribes, the ones that wanted to live like the devil and go out into the world. And this represents the 10 strands of junk DNA. Yahweh just wrote us off and turned us over to reprobated mind. Now, we know that Adam was a mighty being. We know that that David was, the Bible tells us the great exploits of these marvelous men in the Bible, and they had ability to communicate with the Creator. They had methods. They had the Urim and Thummim that the priest strapped to his breast, and it recorded certain messages. We had the Ark that of the covenant, and Yahweh spoke and sat upon the top of the Ark in the tent. And yet, when we were scattered, we lost our spiritual being. We were dumbed down. Now, I don't know whether it was our disobedience, and I believe it was, that we were punished, because our punishment is going to last for quite a few years, according to the Bible. But then, after the punishment of our disobedience, the sins of our fathers, we'll carry the DNA in the two strands. We have the DNA patterns of our fathers, and we carry some of the medical problems that he had or your ancestors had, and they're passed down through generation after generation, like a weak gene. Well, that came from as a result of some sin that was pronounced upon these 10 strands of junk. And when we lost our 10 strands of active DNA, man, no wonder that we came down to the level of other human beings. It's no wonder that we think like they do, or we don't think at all. I believe it. We don't think at all. We're just functional. We want to go back to Egypt. We want the fish and the loaves. We want the garlic, and we miss the meat and things of this nature. And some of these things have come upon us by the curse. I'll bless you and your DNA if you will serve me. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I will curse you if you don't serve me. Now, that's evident that we are under a curse. And so Yahweh just pulled the plug on 10 strands of our DNA, and we're connected to a marvelous system. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. However, we've been turned over, basically, to a reprobated mind. Now, how do we cleanse our mind? How do we draw near to Him? How do we seek Him? Well, the Bible says we seek Him with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul. Now, recent information has revealed its higher purpose of the connecting of the 10 strands, which we believe is due very soon. That Yahweh is going to reconnect, or going to recharge, or going to re-enlighten, or, if you will, recode. Oh, hallelujah, I like that word. Recoding and bringing us back into the full flow of the 10 lost strands. That's the 10 lost tribes. We're going to be added back in. We're going to come to one strand of the spine. And the energy that goes up that spine, we're now just functioning on two cylinders, let's say. And in the future, we're going to be like a Rolls Royce. He's going to connect us to the other 10 missing strands of DNA, and we're going to become spiritual in the process when we obtain the light reconnection or recoding, and then we will become multidimensional. Our psychic abilities are reawakened. We have a need to develop a second neutral network at the etheric level. The second neutral network is what allows us to live in multiple dimensions at one time. You can live in the present world and live in the multiple dimension world, which is above us. The Bible says strive to enter into the straight gate. Strive means to reconnect. Now, we're going to tell you in the process of our message tonight how basically to cleanse yourself to obtain, if you will, the DNA structure by detoxing. Now, I know that's going to sound strange to you, but our bodies being fearfully and wonderfully made, we need to detox and remove all of the impurities from our body to have a spiritual reconnection. Now, you know, Daniel, he refused the king's meat. And the Hebrew boys that were to serve in the king's chamber and be advisors, he picked the 12 wisest of the tribe of the Hebrew boys, and he placed them in this environment that, to serve the king. Well, we know that they refused the diet of the king. They were eating things that the Hebrew boys didn't believe was correct. Now, the road to purification could go something like this. Detox and then eat living food. I'm going to repeat that. Detox and then eat living food. The process of detoxing will continue to regenerate your body, including your DNA. Now, the road to health means that we become DNA conscious, or have the mind of Yahweh, or have the 12 connectors. There's 12 tribes, and 12 is complete. So we need to be complete. We need the light receptors. The DNA is nothing but light receptors that would focus on the light that's coming from the heavens. In this sense, in the natural, we look into the heavens and we find that the Pleiades is the center in the Milky Way, and it has the central light, the great star. Now our star is exactly 10 stars out. Isn't that strange? We fell back. From where we used to be, we have fell back exactly as the house of Israel fell from their steadfastness and was turned over to reprobates to think like the heathen, to act like the heathen, and become the heathen, although we are not heathen. And we shouldn't act like heathen. We should come out of the world and not love the world, for he that loves the world is the love of the Father, is not him, and yet we want to eat and to drink and to be merry. Now let me give you a thought here. Our planet, right now, planet Earth, is going through, or going to begin to go through, an intense light that I call the photon belt, and therefore our DNA will need our loving respect and attention so that we can give it what it needs in order to rebuild our bodies. Isn't this marvelous? As the DNA becomes multi-stranded, it becomes less like a ribbon, like two-stranded DNAs, and more like a crystal lattice hooking up effectively, building our bodies that will respond to this light or crystal energy. Therefore, we're becoming crystal beings. Remember the watch? Remember the precision of a good Swiss watch? Or a Rolex? Like the Rolls Royce running on 12 cylinders? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to function once again. We're going to come to magnificent glory. We're going to come full charged gods that Yahweh wanted us to become, and he thought it not robbery to be equal with him when we rose to status of gods that walk the earth. And I'm telling you, with the strands of the DNA disconnected, we are wandering around in a daze. We barely can function. We barely can remember what we did 5 years ago. Unless it's traumatic, or unless it's really embedded in our conscious, we can't remember from day to day, hardly, what our thoughts and actions were, and intentions were. So then, we need to be introduced back to the light, back to the beginningness, by basking, if you will, in the sun to get your vitamin D. Without getting burned, of course, and we should eat raw foods. The diet of Genesis. And we should, like Daniel, who created pulse out of these raw foods, and he glowed. Then knowledge. Look at the knowledge that Daniel gained. Knowledge will come back to us as the gifts. And let me show you something here. There are 9 spiritual gifts to be obtained and to have in our body. Now let me give you some thoughts about the road to purification. Fast from food once in a while. That's your body's rest period. Your digestive system needs a rest. You need to rest every Sabbath day. You need to let the land rest every 7 years, and you need to free yourself every 50 years from all the encumbrances that we encounter with life's karma. We should clean and bless and magnetize our water. Very important now. In other words, we should charge it to the proper memory that it had in its original state. Water, I'm amazed that even water can take up on a memory of its existence and where it's been. Now, if it's run through the sewer of most of these cities and pumped into the water system with the things that they add to it, and ladies and gentlemen, these things that they add, like fluoride, is nothing to dumb you down and keep you docile. So, bless your and magnetize your water. Eat charcoal to remove the heavy metals. That's a cheaper way. Now, you can get other things. But eat and wear clay to remove metals and to remineralize the body. Now, that's a strange statement. Eat and wear clay. Clay baths are beneficial. We know that. Hot clay bath. I had a sister that sent me some samples of clay that is supposed to draw toxins out of the body. And ladies and gentlemen, it is nothing but these attractions, these magnetic attractions in the clay. You see, that's what we are. And when you get the proper clay, you can actually pull the heavy metals and toxins from your body, which makes a lot of us sick. Now, you need to know how to bathe proper. Salt baths with a half a cup of baking soda to remineralize and oxygenate your cells while balancing your pH. And most of us are acidic. Now, I've been drinking pH water for quite a while. I had a brother up in Illinois that gave me a machine that erases the memory of the water. All water has memory. but it needs to be returned to its original state. Wipe out the memory of that water. You can do that by blessing it. And in this case, this is a machine that does it in some marvelous fashion. And guess what's inside of the machine? Crystals. It's amazing. So salt bath with a half a cup of baking soda to remineralize and oxygenate and get your pH in balance. There's ways to test your pH balance. And if you're acidic, you need, because cancer and diseases dwell in an acidic body. But nothing in a disease form will live in a highly oxygenated and remineralized body if it is alkaline. So mineral baths dilute toxins and provides means for the body to eliminate the toxins. Juice. The many common weeds. I know you're going to think that's crazy, but let me give you an example. They're safe, now if you know what you're doing, and they're great detoxifiers in your liver, in your blood, where it needs detoxification. Like milk thistle, chickweed, and things of this nature. They're wonderful to effectively detox your body and clear your blood and to make it holy. You are a holy people. Ionic foot baths, they can also be very beneficial to prepare yourself effectively to detox from the chemtrails which they're spraying over us every day. In reality, there is over 1 million chemicals in some form in the environment. Therefore, they come into our bodies without us knowing it. Now, we need to be diligent and conscious living, including regular detox, because as long as you feel good, you know that you don't think you have a need to detox. But when it builds up to where it just breaks down your immune system, the detoxing is beneficial to restore your body to its original purpose, fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, let's look at what's happening on Earth. Temperatures are already on the rise. Now, this is a fact. Since 1970, winter temperatures in the Northeast have increased by an average of 1.3 degrees per decade, changing and damaging marine life, the forest, agricultural, recreation, and human health. Rise on the increase. The Bible said the day will come that the sun will scorch men with heat. Now, I know we all make fun of Al Gore's global warming deal. Of course, most of that is just related to profit, but it's a fact that the further north you go, now the warmer it's beginning. Matter of fact, last month it was warmer in Anchorage, Alaska than it was down in Tampa, Florida. It's amazing what's happening. Now, you know that we're having extreme storms. They're becoming more frequent. Boston and Atlantic City, for example, can expect a coastal flood equivalent to today's 100-year flood every 2 to 4 years on average by mid-century, and almost annually by the end of the century, that we're going to have great tidal coastal flood equivalent to a 100-year flood. It is increasing every 2 to 4 years. Something is changing. We're having a rash of earthquakes. Our earth is trying to tell us something. The oceans are rising. Scientists project that sea levels could rise another 4.5 feet by the end of the century. Ladies and gentlemen, we have definitely got a problem. And I'm sure that Yahweh is going to bless you and give you the knowledge to save yourself from this untoward generation. So let's all pray and cleanse our bodies and fast and prepare and detox from all of these things that I've mentioned to you. And then we can prepare ourselves exactly for what is coming upon planet Earth. We can be a fit vessel, if you will. We can understand that the time that Yahweh has given us to prepare to meet Him. Now, if you knew He was coming to your house, wouldn't you want to fast a little bit and get your life straightened out? Wouldn't you want to go through your refrigerator and your food stocks and make sure that nothing unclean was in there? Wouldn't you want to have living enzyme food to feed Him? Because we know He's holy, and we ought to be holy. And so we're traveling through the photon belt, and we should focus on becoming magnified. Our thoughts and action intentions can then utilize the reality of this energy that is coming our way faster than you could ever believe. Now, heat waves are expected to increase. Within our children's lifetime, northeast cities like Boston and Hartford, Connecticut, could experience 20 to 30 days above 100 degrees, causing pain, distress, and even increased mortality for our vulnerable citizens. Our snow season is becoming shorter and shorter, and by late this century, the length of the snow season could be cut in half across northern New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and reduced to a week or two in the southern parts of the region. And that trend is already begun. Animal and plant populations are shifting northward. Now, let me repeat that. Plant and animal populations are shifting northward. Now, there's a reason. And just like I told you at the North Pole, then animals migrate north. Now, you think they would get away if it's colder at the north. Well, obviously, it must be warmer at the north. And now the trend is to be so that we're having such changes that in the future, with the pole shift, that is possible, and that the north, once again, could become what is known as the equator, and the equator, it could be the north and the south poles. It could shift that far. It's amazing. And so then, like the fir and the spruce, they're expected to disappear from the region by the century's end. The Baltimore Oriole, American goldfinch, and song sparrow populations will become much less abundant as they follow the northern trek. And so then, we need to follow the light road to reality. We know that Yahweh dwells in the north in the thick darkness. Well, there's a time when Yahweh is going to reveal the light. And the light is going to be greater than the darkness. And we're going to have a restoration. Oh my, I feel the Holy Spirit. We're going to have a revelation and a restoration of the process of the DNA, or the recoding process. It's a process where we obtain the state of multidimensional consciousness that we need and have to have. As the Bible said, be ye holy for I'm holy. Well, with 12 strands of DNA functioning as opposed to the two, our carnal mind functions within the realm of the two strands. It actually dominates unless we fast ourselves to death. And I know in my experience, in my young years, I fasted until I could barely walk. And yet, I had such a desire to come into perfect unity with the Father. That's where I learned the oneness. That's where I obtained the revelation of oneness. and the DNA recoding process works at the cell body, which is the light body. At this level, your 10 strands of junk DNA, along with your 2 connected strands, are realigned above your crown chakra. Because DNA is holographic, it can be simultaneously realigned and reconnected and activated. If it was unplugged, it can be replugged. If Adam did not require any university schooling to know everything that he knew, and he had the mind to know everything on earth, he didn't have to go to school for it. We have to cram and specialize our mind. Kids cannot obtain from knowledge that it takes. I mean, if you got on the internet right now and you did a broad search daily, you would find that every day the knowledge is increasing twofold, meaning that what you learned yesterday is not necessarily true today, because it could be superseded by the knowledge that's flowing out of the heavens. In the last days, knowledge shall increase. Now, once your 12 DNA strands, and I don't know where you knew you had them, but you have, science, medical science, has established the fact that we have 2 strands connected and 10 unconnected. Isn't that strange? Don't that sort of just look like the house of Israel? That 10 tribes are missing and called the lost 10 tribes? Where is the lost DNA strands attached to our body? How do we reattach it? Just like I told you, start preparing. Detox your body. Stabilize your thoughts. Have the spiritual thoughts, not carnal. The carnal mind is not subject, because see, the DNA that is plugged to the left-right brain factions, once you think of something good, the other side of the brain will think of something bad. And you're apt to lean toward the evil or the carnal as opposed to leaning toward the spiritual. Therefore, you must detox. You must come out of the world. You must seek Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, according to Mark 12:29. And you must plug, replug. It's painful. It's not pleasant to afflict your soul in fasting. I mean, you're going to be eating and drinking, but our body is so plugged and clogged with cholesterol and things of this nature that we get from animal byproducts. Now, maybe you like, maybe you like Kentucky Fried Chicken, or let's go to chicken nuggets that you get, say, from McDonald's. Now, I don't know whether you know this or not, but there is such a demand for chicken McNuggets or chicken nuggets. You can get them in several outlets, but we're talking about McDonald's because they do serve probably as many or more than anybody in the world. Did you know that 90% of the supply of chicken McNuggets come out of China? China is now fast becoming the supplier of our foodstuffs. Just ask everybody over at Walmart, they'll tell you. You go into the super giant supermarkets of Walmart, and you go down through there and you get a frozen bag of chicken McNuggets. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you that the scene of China where they process these meats, that they will go and gather up daily dead chickens that have died in the group of chickens, the coop. They kick the bucket in the coop. They'll go gather them up and they'll rush them to the processing plant, and they will defeather them and process them into chicken McNuggets as they bread them and they pass them on. So next time you run down the aisles of Walmart, you might want to think that if you go to the fish, the frozen fish, that 90% of the frozen fish in Walmart comes from China and from Vietnam. You just don't want to know how they're processed. You wouldn't be able to eat any more chicken McNuggets. Well, let's go to the famous Big Mac. Did you know that better than 50 types of meat from beef, 50 different beef cows make up the burger that you're eating? You have a portion of 50 different cows. Now, some of these cows are so diseased that they can't walk into the slaughterhouse. So they have to be aided. But as long as they're breathing, the FDA don't care. As long as that cow's breathing, they don't care if it's got a cancer. These cancers are ground up and put into the meat. You say, oh my God, they wouldn't do that. Just go to a packing house, or just ask someone that works there if they're not afraid of losing their job, and see how they do this. The stench would turn you against eating meat processed. There's nothing wrong with good, clean, wholesome meat if it's organic. If it's, you know how it's raised, if you know what it's got in its body, just like you. You need to beware of what you're putting in your body. You should not put anything in your body that comes from 50 different cows and hormones. You say, well, but I love a big jug of good cold milk, Lord of God. If you don't get that milk raw and unfiltered and unprocessed, you're getting dead enzymes. And a calf that is fed processed milk will die. Therefore, you need to learn what to drink. Your better choice would be to drink organic goat milk. But you see, they can sell organic goat milk without processing it. You get it in a can. The same way with milk. They can't sell it raw. The only way that you can legally sell it is right on it for animal consumption only. Did you know that? That some of the best milk in your store is for dogs and cats and things of this nature. Or at least that's what the label says. So then we need to watch what we put in our body as we head toward the photon belt or the belt of enlightenment. And we're all there. We're all on a journey. How you conduct your life in this world, what you put in your body is what you become. If you're carnal, if you're full of eating and drinking and being merry, you will never get the 10 strands of DNA reattached to make a complete being, which you need to do to become Yahweh's workers or his witnesses. You know why so many people fail when they go out and they get hot, man, they get an unction, and man, they get all jazzed up, and they run into all these different doctrines. They become so confused, they don't know what in the heck to do. Just to overcome tradition. As a young Christian lad, when I began my search at 18 years of age in earnest, I mean, I pursued like the thirsty deer that would pursue the water brook, being chased by the hounds of hell. And your life is going to be chased by the carnal mind or the hounds of hell until you realize that safety is in the scriptures, for he said, out of the scriptures, or out of your belly, shall flow the scriptures of living water. That's what he was talking about. Shall flow rivers of living water. Now, this rivers of living water is more than one river. Because he didn't say river, he said rivers. And that means that once you are in the headship company of mighty ones, you have now, once your 12 strands of DNA are plugged back into your crown chakra crystals, your genetic engineers and recoding guides, jobs are nearly complete. That means your handlers. You say, I didn't know I had any. We are encompassed by a great cloud of witnesses. Everyone has guardian angels that are waiting for you. Now, it's for you. They are not to come over into the third dimension, except at extreme emergencies, and pull you out of the fire. If you get yourself in trouble, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So, if you want simultaneously be realigned and reconnected and activated of the 12 strands of your DNA that you probably didn't even know you had, laying dormant in your body right now are 10 strands that have been decoded or deactivated. Somebody pulled the plug, and it's up to you to reattach. And as we head toward the activation light of a photon belt, you say, oh, buddy, this is, you know, this is New Age stuff that you're preaching, and I just rather go down to the Baptist church or the Methodist church or the Mormon church and stay with the tradition. I would rather hide Easter eggs. I would rather play with the children as they run and glee and hunt the chocolate bunnies or little prizes that are hid in the woods. And so the pagan principles that we loved, we left the 12 strands of completeness. We separated and loved the world, and so for loving the world, Yahweh turned us over to a lost, blind, wandering sheep who promised, this is what I live for, who promised that Yahweh made this promise that I will at one time universally reprogram or recode or reconnect all of the messages that I've had saved up for you. I will give them back to you in your chosen language, meaning light language, for messages received as frequency thought forms. You know, sometimes I meditate. I practice meditation every day. At 3 o'clock, most of the time, if I'm not interrupted, and if I am interrupted several days in a row, and I can't get my meditation in, which is nothing but a form of medication, spiritual medication, then I get unplugged and I get tense and irritable and disconnected from the force. And so I like to steel myself, be still, my blessed brother, and know that I am Yah. The universal oneness concept, you've got to get into the mind of the Creator that is sending these frequencies of recorded light down to the DNA. Even the two strands is mighty if you will present yourself. You can do all things through two strands. But in doing so, you will help to reconnect or set the conditions for reconnections, and we are almost at the DNA recoding, which is designed to self-activate in the coming years as we speed toward the light in our direct flight toward the central sun, which the band of energy around that is crystallized to form and to formulate or to recode your very being. Draw near to me, he said, and I will draw near to you. Now, we know that the children of darkness is caught up in the same time warp that we are, but they love darkness. And the sheep love to be in the darkness that they have to present to you in religious form. It's all of the traditions that the devil is doing today that seems right. And there is a way that seems right, but in a sense, it's actually deprogramming you or unplugging you from even that which you seem to have. And so then that is the process. our entire solar system and the Milky Way galaxy is now beginning to enter a highly charged portion of time and space. We're immersed with the photon belt and the radiation of light that comes radiating from it. It's a period of intense light, and we first are having to enter with a detoxed, completely surrendered the subject body to these light functions, because Yahweh said, my ways are not your ways. And so if you get something from Yahweh, it will have to be in the form, if you will, of strangeness. Yahweh chose the foolish things to confound the wise. He gave us the effort and the desire and the purpose and wrote it in the heavens, and for us to seek the heavens and the signs that come from the heavens, and to look for our light. He said, go toward the light. We're speeding toward the light. No one can resist this. Even Satan can't stop this planet. Although he sprayed us, he's injected our food with hormones, with medicines that is detrimental to our very being. We like the quick package, the quick food. Every day, I'm amazed at these quick food chains that are dispensing food just like white bread, the bleached bread, the enriched bread. We eat it until we get diabetes. We eat it until we get heart trouble. We eat the fat in the meat, ground up. They want everything in the meat. You said, I don't want to buy a balloon. Still got the blood in it. I don't care how much you buy at the grocery store. This meat is not approved by Yahweh's detox program. You may think it is, but Yahweh don't think it is. And so then we got to conform to his ways, because the Bible says his ways are not our ways. And so then, within the photon belt, we're having this period that I believe that we're fixing to enter into. It's triggering a complete recoding or reordering of our life. Draw near, and I will draw near. Light attracts light. It repels darkness. The more light you get, the more that you can overcome the darkness. It's like carrying a lantern into the night. I used to go possum hunting back here in the hills of East Tennessee back in the 50s. And we would carry the old carbide lanterns, the same things that the miners were using above their head. We had the ones that we could carry, and you would charge them up with carbide. And I can remember spitting in the carbide and watching it bubble and boil. And it would give off a pungent odor of carbide. Well, that's how our life is. We are carbide lights. We need to be activated. We need to, within ourselves, a high frequency dimension, and it will carry the seeds of enlightenment to our bodies. And the atomic structure within the cells of our bodies will retune ourselves to match those rising frequencies. And you got to have a, just like a dialing in on shortwave radio, you got to hit the frequency of 3.185. And we encourage you to do that always. Always use 3.185 as your frequency carrier in the shortwave. But in the long wave, always use Yahweh. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Bring the light body to a third dimensional carbon-based body into higher frequencies, and shift from that third dimensional carbon-based body from the matches the atomic frequency, atom, atomic, splitting the atom, and gather in the spin of the crystal to reconnect to the 12 strands of the thought process of spiritual reckoning. And then you will become the world. And join the process of rebuilding your body into light. It will begin slowly, but then very soon you'll notice the effects of becoming fully conscious and multidimensional. And you will come into a state when your 12 strands of DNA have finally been refused or reconnected or reactivated, and then you will experience the consciousness of what we call the Christ consciousness. It is heart-centered. It is compassion. It is love for Him. It is not love for the things of the world. It's not to run in the riding and the beauty that Earth has presented itself. Oh, I got to go to this city. I need to go see this city. I need to go to the Grand Canyon. You will get that out of your mind. It's nice to go to those places. It's nice to visit. However, a lonely cave where you're seeking Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength would give you wonders of glow that the Grand Canyon or going to the tallest skyscraper in the world. We're looking at some of the most beautiful Caribbean scenery. We're laying up on some beach with the soothing sound of the waves crashing against the rocks, which the world envies and runs after. They want the world. They do not want the 12 strands of DNA reattached and reactivated and recoded and reassembled in their heart. And ladies and gentlemen, the intertwined double helix, some persons have developed and integrated three or more strands. Some people, that's why some people have more spiritual ability than others. They have strived. They've reconnected. It's building the universal DNA building block to completeness. And the Bible said, be complete in Him. And until we are complete, we'll never enter in. Well, I got to close. My time is coming gone far too soon. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and I'm so glad to have you in here tonight. I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. If you'd like to call me tonight, well, you can do so by simply calling area code 423-626-2172. And you can write me, send us a love offering if you can, if you'd like to have this series of the photon belt entering and merging into the photon and what it takes to get there through spiritual comprehension and detoxing of the unnatural things that have been taken into the body that's detrimental. Get rid of all the metal, all the heavy metal. Get rid of all the pollution. Get rid of all the cholesterol. Get rid of all the junk. And clean your body up and live holy and draw near to Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a time of great potential. Right in the midst of the darkest storm this world has ever known, there is a light coming from the heavens where we can see beyond the realm of tomorrow. And we know that what is laid up for us, the eye has never seen, the ear has never heard in the natural, what Yahweh has laid up for them that love and serve Him. Don't you want to go with Him? Well, to go with Him, you got to go where He is. And Yahweh is a spirit. And you got to get on a spiritual dimension in completeness and reattach the 12 strands of your DNA to be complete in Him and to walk with Him in white, that spiritual holiness without which no man shall see the Father. I love you tonight. Many blessings to you down the road, and may Yahweh keep His wonderful hand upon you. I'll see you Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185, clear channel on the shining jewel of the universe. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.
Yahweh, He lives, and blessed be the rock of rock is my salvation. Yahweh, he liveth. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock.